believe in miracles. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Believe in miracles. Oh, there's a lot of talk going around. I believe in angels. I believe in angels. I believe in angels. Well, what the meaning behind that is I believe in miracles. We have a concept in our mind that angels are miracles. Now, as we believe in miracles, what is a miracle? A miracle is the fulfillment of the desire of our heart. A miracle is the fulfillment of peace on earth. A miracle is the fulfillment of wholeness in every being on the face of the earth and in the universe. A miracle is happiness flooding the world. A miracle is balance flooding the world. If we want to have these things, miracles, flood the world, then it's up to us to have that be the one and only thought in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, in our being. For if we have any other thought in our awareness, then we are empowering that thought to be experienced in our life. Now, I believe in miracles. I believe that these things are all in extant right now. I believe that they're not going to be. I believe that they are. I believe in miracles. I believe that there is peace on earth. I believe that all men are harmonious with one another and they love one another. I believe in the ultimate peace and the ultimate joy. Now, a lot of philosophers over the years have tried to say that there cannot be absolute peace on earth, because if there were peace on earth, people wouldn't know how to handle it. They wouldn't know how to live in a peaceful environment. They wouldn't know how to enjoy peace, because they want to have a little bit of excitement, a little bit of activity, a little bit of magic. Well, let me offer this suggestion. I believe in miracles. And I believe that we have concentrated on the negative so long and empowered the negative so long, we believe the negative is necessary for a complete, fulfilled world. And I say, I believe in miracles. I believe that all already exists, perfect 100%. And the heart does not need war, suffering, anxiety to fulfill itself. The heart fulfills itself in one beautiful, fantastic way, in being itself and having fun. The heart fulfills itself in recognizing that all is already beautiful right now, and there is balance among ourselves and among humanity. There is joy. There is love, unconditional love, permeating every being on the face of the universe. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Now, do you believe in miracles? Well, it's not a matter for me. It's not a matter for me whether you believe in miracles or not. I do. You are my creation. So, therefore, you believe in miracles. But you want to say to me, well, I don't. I'm going to be obstreperous. I'm going to be opposite to you. I'm going to be against your point of view. I say, go right ahead. As far as I'm concerned, I am so one-pointed. I believe in miracles so beautifully that I see you balanced and happy. I see you, I don't mean to use the negative here, I see you not trying to fight me, just to be different, just to prove your point, that your direction of your way. But I see you harmoniously flowing with me and all of the beautiful thoughts that I think. The more beautiful thoughts that I think, the more harmoniously you flow with me. And others might call that a miracle, but that's a reality. My miracles are not something that are going to be. My miracles are already in existence. My miracles are already my reality. My miracles are already me. Now, do you care? Well, I think if you cared, I would not be saying, all is peace and I believe in miracles. I would just live that I believe in miracles. I would just delight and walk the road of knowing that I believe in miracles, and I would just be miracles personified right now, completely, wholly, fantastically, in every area of my being. My meditation would be upon the fact that I believe in miracles. My meditation is upon the fact that miracles do exist. My meditation is upon the fact that all is right now expressed, real, perfect. The only key that stands before me that I must thrust into the lock of this awareness is the key of awareness. I have this key of awareness, this key that I know. I take it off of my hook here and I put it into the beingness of my consciousness, and the awareness is there, always was, always will be. You take your dog and you put him in a kennel. You take your dog and you walk down the street with him. You take your dog, you put him in the house with you. You put the dog in the kennel when you choose to have him in a wonderful situation where he is content and peaceful. Or whatever I choose to do, I am the master. I take my life and I put it in the kennel. I take my life and I take it for a walk. I take my life and I enjoy every moment of it, because I believe in miracles, and I believe these miracles are fulfilling themselves in my life, in my world, in my experience right now. And that's why I believe in miracles, because I know that they're real. I know that they're true. I know that they are mine right now. To believe in miracles is not something that's far out. It's not something that's beyond my ken. It's not something beyond my understanding. To believe in miracles is merely that this world is so fabulous. Why life is in the body we call our human body, how our human body came to be, how each little cell is designed to do its perfect work, and how all of the undifferentiated cells or the stem cells coming into our body are ready to jump into any task that we give it to. How interesting that our bodies are such a miracle, we live in this miracle every moment of our life, and every time we do anything, we're exercising the miracle of our body, of our life, of our thinking ability. What a miracle. We look at the miracle of the sun and the stars. We look at the miracle of the wind and the rain. We look at the miracle of the plants growing out of the soil. We look at the miracle of the food that we eat. We look at the miracle of all that is. And as we look at the miracle, we are not surprised. We call it a miracle quite easily. But let us, under all circumstances, start with ourselves and say, I am the miracle. I believe in miracles. And start thinking about how you look at life. Start looking at yourself. What are your values? And when you come to this conclusion, as I do, you will find that the miracle is already done. And it's just up to you to open your eyes to see it. And as you open your eyes to see the miracle, you realize that life is so fantastic, so marvelous, so beautiful, so revealing, but only because I believe in miracles. Join me in this belief, in this awareness, in this understanding, and know with me that miracles are happening right now in my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.